Good evening. I'd like to welcome you to the meeting of the Board of Education for Washington Local Schools for January 18th, 2018. It is 6 o'clock p.m. Mr. Faulk, please call the roll.
Ms. Canales.
Present.
Mr. Hickey.
Present.
Present.
Mr. Hughes.
Present.
Mr. Hunter.
Present.
Mr. Ilstrom.
Present.
Also present, Dr. Hayward, Mr. Davis, and myself.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Couldn't find it either.
Sorry about that confusion. Last time we were here, it was the flag was back here. So, thank you. Okay, thank you very much. At this time, we will have community comment as we always do at the beginning of a board meeting. I would invite those who step forward to speak clearly as they do so. Please make sure your name is on the list at the podium. I would caution you to be judicious in the words that you use, and I would also admonish the audience to please be respectful of those who are speaking and allow them to have their say as they address the Board of Education. Mr. Faulk will be keeping time, and we will limit your comments to 3 minutes, and at which time, if you go over that, I will ask you to finish your thought and move on to the next speaker. Please step forward. Start by stating your name and address, please.
Andre Kyle, 5260 Bridlington, Toledo, Ohio, 43623.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Dr. Hayward, Mr. Ilstrom, Mr. Faulk, board members. I want to start by addressing Mr. Hickey. I've never met you, but I've heard about so much about you in the past 2 to 3 years that I feel I know enough about you and your character. After hearing from two Edison School District employees and a former student athlete at the last meeting, it strongly appears that you've abused a position of trust and upon doing so became an abomination and embarrassment to teachers, administrators, coaches, mentors, fathers, and men in general. You have repeatedly stated that you were found not guilty, and that's impossible. Based on my understanding, you were never tried criminally or charged. You repeatedly stated that you were cleared of any wrongdoing, which again, by my understanding, is not true, because the latest Michigan State Police report indicated that although the victim admitted to the investigators that she had been involved in a sexual relationship with you from the time she was 14 until she graduated, and upon being informed by the investigating officer that this relationship was in fact a criminal act, it is my understanding that the investigator decided not to interview you at the time due to the victim's unwillingness to pursue criminal charges at the time, which thankfully means that the possibility that at some point charges could still be filed. Since resigning from yet another school district, Washington Local, you have put on this huge distraction, which you may call a fight for your rights, a fight for our kids, and a fight for this district, which apparently 3,000 voters fell for and pressed the button next to your name. It is my understanding, based on witness observation of you and a 14-year-old victim having sex in a cemetery, and it is again my understanding that the 14-year-old victim admitted to this to the investigators, Edison Schools issued you an ultimatum, resign or be prosecuted. I never heard you say during this entire process that you welcomed an investigation to clear your name, protect your integrity, your career, your livelihood, or your family. You simply packed your bags and bounced. It is again my understanding that you contacted the victim to warn her of the possibility that the investigator would be contacting her to dig up dirt on you and ask you that she inform you if she chose to talk to him so that you could prepare your family for the heartache and destruction. Hickey, what could she have possibly said that would cause any of this if nothing ever transpired between the two of you? I can only imagine that your family has been aware of these allegations for quite some time, so why would they be destroyed or heartbroken by her statement to investigators if she said nothing happened? It is my belief that you were concerned that she was going to tell the truth and reveal the real reason behind you leaving Edison Schools. According to a Michigan State Police report, the victim admitted to the private investigator, a WTOL news reporter, and a Michigan State Police sergeant detective that she had sex with you basically her entire high school career.
To think that a man in his 20s is having a sexual relationship with a 14-year-old high school student is nothing any decent human being should be able to grasp. I'd like your supporters to ponder that. She could have very easily, when approached with these questions by investigators, said nothing ever happened and went on about her life. But she didn't. She told the truth. And you keep blabbing about how you want Washington Local District School to heal, but that's impossible with this one-man clown act you have dominating everything associated with this district. It appears that it eats you alive to see the district has strong leadership within Dr. Hayward and Mr. Folk in the Treasurer's office, and no one's paying attention. You want Washington locally?
Sir, your time's up.
Can I finish my last sentence?
Quickly.
You want Washington Local to heal? Sit your families and supporters down and tell them the absolute truth about what happened at Addison Schools and why you resigned, because I'm sure the truth always comes out.
Hi, I'm Jim Driscoll. I'm speaking on my own behalf. As you well know, I'm a member of the Addison School Board, but I'm here solely on my own. On Saturday the 6th, I sat at home and I was dismayed and disgusted and distraught as I thought about what happened on the 3rd of January. And then I read the Sunday Blade and found out that some people thought things were pathetic, etc., but things were still all right. And I sat there and I sat there, and then I came upon a statement by Walter Pater, a 19th century essayist. And in it he said, "You cannot tell the people the truth. You can only put them in the position in which they can discover it for themselves. Unless we discover the truth for ourselves, it remains a secondhand and external thing. And further, unless we discover truth for ourselves, we will almost certainly forget it quickly. The parable is, by compelling people to draw their own conclusions and do their own thinking, at one and the same time, it makes truth real for themselves and it fixes them in their memory. I have two suggestions for the Washington Local School Board I'd like to share with you. So I'm offering to the board, if you really want to get to the truth, ask Ken Mullen and myself to come into executive session with you. I will not speak any more about what I said, and I will stand behind what I said on the 3rd of January. But I'm on a board like yourselves, so I would only do anything else in executive session. But if you want to get to the truth, invite us back there. I have a second option if you don't like that one. Let me take a truth detector test. In the state of Michigan, where I come from, if your house burns down and you think it might be arson, you take a truth detector test. I'll take that, and if I fail, I'll pay. But if I pass, you pay. I got a great sinus rhythm. I won't fail it, and I don't bet on anything but sure things. And I'm here to greatly encourage you to not be embarrassed. Some of you who want to hold on to the facts as you think they are, someday soon, you're going to be embarrassed. I've waited 27 years and 74 days to have something happen. And something is going to happen. Secondly, as a board member, I would hope that all of you will do as it appeared that you did after your first board meeting. I would encourage you all to be in the same boat, row together. You have a great leader in Dr. Hayward. I've looked up the Beaver Creek website where she came from. Nationally recognized history team. Last weekend they had a huge chorus concert. Those people in that district that takes care of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base are not stupid. There's a reason they had her on a 5-year contract. And she's a reading specialist, and I believe this district's scores need to improve greatly. Thank you for my time.
Thank you, Mr. Zisco.
I'm Brooke Kelly, 827 South Willowick Drive, Grovetown, Georgia. This is my third visit from Georgia to Ohio to speak about Patrick Hickey in his many months. I know you've all heard my story before. When I was a 16-year-old in 1990, my mother and I followed that man and one of my classmates and teammates when they went to the cemetery, parked in the back, and then very shortly thereafter, as they were both in one vehicle, the car started bouncing. As a 16-year-old, I had to talk to my mother, scared to death, because he was such a popular, charismatic, and energetic man in our district that to speak up against him and to tell our truth in what we witnessed that day, I knew what hell I was going to face. That's as a 16-year-old. I'm an adult now. I don't care what this man thinks of me. I don't care what the district that I'm come from, or actually any of his supporters, or even the people on the other side. I know the truth. The truth always wins out. You don't have to have a great memory when you know the truth. I beg you. I would not put the time, effort, and energy away from my family, away from my home, just to tell you that this man is not good for your district. You guys have to know that. 2 years ago, you guys recognized it. And again, I thank Washington Local Schools for being the first ones to call him to the carpet. My school didn't do it. They didn't protect us. After he left, they didn't protect us. Protect your students. Protect your teachers. Protect your staff. Please. A 27-year history of destruction and pain is not worth it. He keeps saying, I want to heal the district. I want to heal the district. Then let it heal. Let it heal. Back away. Have the common decency to care more about the students than you do your own ego. For once. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Kelly.
My name's Chris Hazensaw. I live at 319 West Ave, Jackson, Michigan. I'm a former student from Addison. Patrick Hickey was my basketball coach from 1986 until 1990. 27 years, 5 months, and approximately some change. You were at my graduation open house. You bought me a fifth of Tia Maria, and we did a shot, had a picture of it. See, predators don't always come from the shadows, but they come from where they've earned trust. I always found comfort in that small town that I came from. We were family, even extended family. We looked out for one another. And this man came in with his charm, his own personal plan, deceit, and he was able to divide a community, cause fear and doubt, shame, until November 5th, 1990, when you were asked to leave or be prosecuted, and you walked. Because you would have had to pay for the destruction you did on us. Well, 30 years is long enough. This isn't a witch hunt, because I've let you occupy enough space that I don't rent out for free anymore. See, you don't have power like you did then. I'm not 14. I don't look up to you. I don't respect you. You haven't earned any of it. You were supposed to be my coach, someone that protected us, educated us, and a mentor. Instead, you used our community as your own personal playground. And when things got tough, you ran like a coward. Well, it's time that I'm going to give you the guilt and the shame that I carried for 30 years back to you. Do I need to remind you of the inappropriate comments, the grooming that you used to do, the things you could teach me that my 14-year-old boyfriend couldn't teach me? Degrading a student in front of their graduating class, saying that I would never amount to anything? Well, to that I tell you, I have integrity. I have respect. I no longer will give you any power. I take ownership for my mistakes. I have compassion for other people. I'm a loyal person. My question to you, Patrick Carl Hickey, do you have the same? Do you have the same? I got backlash from some of your followers asking me if I thought about Sue and your children and what this would do to them. That's a great question. It was just asked to the wrong person. I ask you, did you think about Sue and your children when you raised havoc and have continued to do so for 30 years? It needs to stop.
Patrick, you told me in a Facebook post,
ma'am,
I will do that in just 2 seconds, that you wanted to meet me in person someday. Well, today's the day. My name is Terry Kern. I live at 3608 Orchard Trail Drive. I'm here today to show my support for Dr. Hayward and the Washington local community, a community that lashed out starting in September of 2015 when, Patrick, you were reprimanded for your unprofessional behavior. During that fiasco, I had a conversation with one of Patrick's former students and another basketball player. She's the alleged victim number 2 from the cemetery. She told me that, first of all, we were connected through a mutual friend from Devil's Lake, and my friend told me about Patrick's history in Addison, Michigan. I noticed cars parked all over my neighborhood on September 12th of 2015, the Saturday of the board meeting. And when I inquired about it, she contacted me. When I had a discussion with victim number 2, she said to me, and I quote, "He should have never got that position or any position in a school." I asked her if she'd be willing to talk to some of the members of the Board of Education. Although she expressed concern at that time, she said that she would consider it, but that she would be the one to initiate it. Every single piece of information that's been uncovered was done just by following a simple trail. And I did that. I did my homework. I made no accusations before I went and found out facts. I immediately turned the information over to the only woman on the Board of Education, Patty Carmine, who, just for the record, I had never met before. I was comfortable talking to her because I knew Mr. Carmine when I was a student at Whitmer. I graduated in 1982. Now, that's how Patty got involved in this, despite rumors she was elected to fire you, Patrick. That's false. And I know, I'm sure that comes as a shock to you that people have motives other than focused on you. It pains me beyond words to hear people today say, if we would have only knew about these allegations before the election. I want this community to know that most of you sitting here today did know about these allegations way before the election. Lisa, I called you personally on October 10th, 2015 to talk to you about it. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. And you told me that I concern you in many ways, and you ended the conversation. Dave, I tried to reach out to you as well, and your daughter contacted me with a very condescending message and told me that leave my dad out of this, and thanking me for my interest in the district, a district which I have lived in my entire life, by the way.
Ms. Kern, if you could.
Yep. Please. I'm going to wrap this up and say it's time to end this.
My name is Chris Wiles, WEILLS, 5315 Oldham, Toledo, 13. I give my 3 minutes over to Ms. Kern.
Thank you. Thank you. Dave, under your watch as board president, Patrick was seen violating his ban and running by Dr. Hayward's window in August of 2016, and you took no action. Tom, as an attorney, I would have hoped that you'd have stepped up and talked to the victim because she was willing to do that because of your role as an attorney. I think you should have been more proactive, but I thank you for seeing the light and for speaking out at the last meeting. I appreciate that. Mark, you too knew the facts and denied them, and you led an entire herd of sheep in another direction. I think you're all culpable in this mess, but I also think that you have the power to change this. The only thing that's going to heal this district is getting him out of the school system and getting him off the board. But that's for a higher court to deal with. Let him come to board meetings until then at Lincolnshire. This is ridiculous. Let him come onto the property and let him participate in the meetings. But keep him out of the schools. You all know the truth now. Keep him out of the schools. Keep our children safe. Keep our employees safe. And let's support Dr. Hayward in her strategy to get our scores and our grades up. This is about the kids. This is not about any of us here. This is about the kids. This is not about you anymore, Patrick. And if it's the last thing I do, I will see this through to the end.
Thank you, Ms. Payne.
My name is Cassandra Lindhurst. I live at 6559 Centerwood Drive, Sylvania, Ohio, 43560. I'm just going to make this short and sweet and to the point. I'm a 2014 alumni. I was at attendance at the last school board meeting as well as many others to congratulate the new members and observe the ongoing saga involving my alumni. Among the lessons learned from my parents at home and the teachers at school was to treat others with respect. But to my surprise, others in the district have learned the complete opposite. As I was leaving the meeting last week, I clearly heard someone tell the brave woman from Addison, Michigan, who spoke up as her abuse of a child, that she should clearly get over it. Because whatever happened, happened years ago, and she should just get over it. How dare you tell someone who has gone through so much tragedy at such a young age to get over it? What kind of message does this send, or what kind, sorry, I'm a little nervous. What kind of message does that send to the Washington local community, particularly to the kids? Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Lindhurst.
I'll sign in here. My name is Heather Sanchez, formerly Heather Wolver. I was on Mr. Hickey's basketball team in the years in question. I was not a victim. I have my theories for that, but anyway. I'm not even speaking about that time. I want to talk to you about the fact that I used to live in the Washington Local District until 2 years ago. I teach here in Toledo. I personally enrolled my child, who is a girl, in my school because I did not want her anywhere near Patrick Hickey. When we moved 2 years ago, we moved to the Bedford School District and out of Toledo. And I was sad because, you know what? I've heard good things about Washington Local. I thought, how much contact is she really going to come into with him? And then the pamphlets started coming to my house with his face all over them about him going to the honor roll lunches or breakfasts or whatever. And my child, she's pretty bright. I knew she would be at one of those breakfasts. So there was no way. I was enrolling my child at Greenwood Elementary, which is where she would have gone to. No way. I was relieved when we moved out of the district, and I sent my child to Douglas Road Elementary in Bedford because I knew without a doubt she would never, ever come into contact with Patrick Hickey. She is a girl. And as a girl myself, in his class and on his basketball team, I did not feel safe. I never even told my mom half of what was going on until 2 years ago when this all started coming out. Because I was afraid. And I watched things happen from the background. Did I see anything? No. I saw people disappear at camp. That's what I saw. and I didn't know where my coach was, and a certain member of the basketball team. I do remember that. So there is no way I would ever allow my child to go to Washington Local Schools, and that is why. When I came to Toledo, I was looking to get a job. That's how I found out he was still involved in education. And I was doing an internet search, trying to maybe, you know, work at Washington Local. Who knows? I don't know. I needed a job here in the Toledo area after working as an elementary school teacher for 14 years in Albuquerque, New Mexico. When I saw his face on the Washington Local webpage, I physically got sick. And I never, ever put an application or a resume in at Washington Local. I'm finished. I just want you to know I'm shaking, and this is still very real to all of us who were on that team 27 years ago. It's very real. And it's sad that I have to tell my 10-year-old daughter to never be alone with a male teacher. Ever.
Thank you, ma'am. Please, please.
Hi, my name is Kathy Mayfield. I live at 2441 Point Pleasant Way. And knowing that I would finally have the chance to address Mr. Hickey in person, I admit that the first thought in my mind was to list all the accusations and salacious emails that I could cite. But to the relief of some and perhaps the disappointment of others, I'm not going to do that tonight. In fact, I'd like to go the opposite direction, make an allusion to the Bible. Mr. Hickey, I know how valuable your faith is to you. So this story will perhaps sound familiar. It's the story of two women who shared the same household and had two infant sons, one each. And one night, one of those infant sons died. That mother woke up the next morning desperate and in grief, and she claimed the other woman's son as her own. Both women in the morning were fighting over this child, the ownership of this child. And so to solve this conflict, they approached King Solomon. And his solution was, in order to be fair, split the boy in half, and each woman could have one half. The first woman, whose baby had died, was content with this solution. She felt that if she had lost her baby, that it would be fair for the other woman to lose hers as well. But the second woman, the true mother, gave up her son to keep him safe and to keep him whole. She said, let the other mother have him. And through their actions, King Solomon could determine which mother was the true mother. She was the one who would keep her son safe and whole at any cost. Mr. Hickey, by running for school board, you took the actions of that first mother. You fought to reclaim ownership of something you had lost. You proved yourself willing to split our community apart. I can't argue that you didn't do great things for Washington Local. But since then, due to your own actions, too much damage has been done. There is no going back to the good old Mr. Hickey days. And you're continuing to fight for powers only damaging those that you love. It's tarnishing your legacy, and it's worsening the community's divide. If you really do love the staff and students as you claim you do, and if you truly want for us to heal, as you have said, and if you truly support Dr. Hayward and her incredible efforts to lead our district in a positive direction, since you've left it in ruin, the right thing would be to walk away. For Washington Local, for your family, and for yourself, you would walk away and let us heal. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hickey.
Mayfield tag team. Karen Mayfield, 2244 Terramar Road. I am a resident, and I am also fortunate and proud to be the executive assistant to the superintendent of Ottawa Hills Schools. I know what a good superintendent does, and I know how very hard they work. I also know what good school board members do and what they don't do. Because of my job experience, I'm telling you that Dr. Susan Hayward is a quality person, an exceptional superintendent, and we are nothing less than blessed to have her. From day one, she has shown our students and staff come first. She demonstrated fiscal responsibility right away by refusing funds to decorate her office, and then she significantly cut her own budget. She redesignated those funds to purchase elementary art materials, and I applaud this, because when my girls attended this district, our K through 12 art program was the best in Northwest Ohio. In the last 10 years, it has had a miserable, slow death. Dr. Hayward treats everyone with kindness, respect, and appreciation. She took donuts to our bus drivers. She created the Making a Difference Award for those staff who go above and beyond. She sets an example we've not had before. She does these things quietly, behind the scenes, with humility and genuine kindness. That's how she likes it. She lets our students and staff shine and be celebrated. That's what a good superintendent does. She wisely brings administrators, teachers, and support staff together at the table to eliminate miscommunication and to collaborate on what is best for our district. She also communicates with all district staff in a weekly email newsletter. This is what good superintendents do. For the first time in my 23 years as a resident, our superintendent invited all residents to the community engagement night to give ideas for the district's long-range plan. I've been a part of Ottawa Hills' long-range plan process, and this is a lot of work. Like all districts, we have a moving target when it comes to our report card. Dr. Hayward gets this, and she provides teacher training, implements programs and best practices for our student growth. This requires meetings, data analysis, working with our families, but mostly this will take time, time she deserves. Dr. Hayward has had to make some tough decisions, and for that, she has received unwarranted and unfair criticism. She does what all good superintendents do, and she must ensure that every tax dollar is being spent appropriately and responsibly. Again, this is what good superintendents do. In my 17 years in education, I've come to know and speak with many superintendents and administrators in this area. From what I've seen and heard, Dr. Hayward represents our district in the most respectful, positive, and professional manner. She is highly regarded by her Northwest Ohio colleagues. Hearing these comments make me so very proud to have her at our helm. Honestly, I've never heard these things about our previous superintendent. Our district is moving forward. Dr. Hayward has made this position hers, and her family has made Washington Local their home. She has demonstrated her commitment to our community, and she is the perfect person representing our district. She has passion for education. She makes and owns the hard decisions. Her experience, focus, and drive will take Washington Local to new levels of success and pride. Forgot where I was.
Karen.
As our elected board, you must demonstrate your full and united support for Dr. Hayward. You need to renew her contract for at least the next 3 years, because that's what good school board members do. And if you'll indulge me, my final statement. As for Treasurer Jeff Fouke, he is one of the most honest and forthright people I have ever met and worked with. And he's someone that we can completely trust with our budget and the best interests of this district. He and Dr. Hayward are a great team, and we need both of them to keep us moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Good evening, Mrs. Carmine.
Good evening. I am Patricia Pedro Carmine. I still live at 3844 West Central. I am a parent of two Whitmer graduates, my son Patrick Michael and my daughter Megan Lynn Boothroyd. I am here to speak about the good things in Washington Local, which are Dr. Hayward, Jeff. Dr. Hayward is an educational leader. She is a financial leader. She does speak with Jeff about the finances. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to possibly having buildings rebuilt. I know, God love Mr. Adler, he wanted a new Shoreland building. And Mr. Adler, maybe you're shining on us today. I, however, disapprove of having to hold a meeting here, although I'm more than willing to support Con Weisenberger, but maybe in another way. We have perfectly wonderful buildings that a board meeting should be held in for our community members. I'm glad it's a little bit closer for some people. I also want to speak about about the ban. I'm a little perplexed because I was under the understanding that a ban is a ban. We did not lift it at the December 20th meeting, but yet if it's a ban and someone is not allowed to be at a school-sponsored function, I'm having a hard time with that, but I'll accept it for now. I listen to these people that have come again and told the truth, and I can't put them aside. This is the truth. We need to listen to the truth. We need to protect our children. You know that I was actually a student taught in the district. I student taught at Lincolnshire. I was a community member. My children went to Shoreland. I was a teacher. Then I became a board member. I was married to a superintendent, fortunately. My husband taught at Whitmer and then left to come back. So I have a little bit of knowledge. I have a little bit of knowledge about what is good for children. And unfortunately, with this negative situation that we've been going through, this is what our children are seeing. And I'm sorry that parents and community members are talking in front of children about negative things, because children should not hear these things. I am only here for the good of the children. I am a mother, I am a grandmother, I'm a teacher, I'm a human being. I only want what is best for the children. What is best for the children, it was that people get off of social media. Help your children. For gosh sakes, if you have time to volunteer to help, please do so. Of course, you have to be fingerprinted. But please, we encourage you to do that. It makes so much, it just helps a child so much. And it helps a staff member. Lots of our children struggle, but I encourage you, community members, to put your words into action and help our children in a positive way. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Stein.
Let me sign in here. I'm Cindy L. Perry. I live 2613 Edgar Street. I've been a community member of Washington Local Schools for 51 years. I'm here to voice my concern about Patrick Hickey. Patrick Hickey, I've worked in this district for 31 years, and I have never seen a superintendent treat people most disrespectful, treat people as if they were the dirt beneath your feet. Not only the classified staff, but as well as the teaching staff. If somebody didn't agree with you, they were in trouble. The intimidation was out of sight here. I hope this doesn't continue. And what I need to say is I think you need to walk away. That's the only way this district's gonna heal. I have grandchildren that go to this district, and if I have to get an attorney to tell you to not even speak to them or hand them a piece of paper, I will walk away.
Please. Are there any others who wish to speak? Please step forward.
There's a sign up on the podium.
There's a sheet on the podium there if you'd write your name, please.
I didn't plan to do this. I don't like public speaking. I don't like being in public.
If you could please state your name.
My name is Allison Dow, and those of you who know me probably know me because Mike Bell groped me. And I spoke out publicly about that when that happened, and people called me a liar, and people accused me of wanting attention or having an agenda. It kind of ruined my life. But you know what? I didn't work for anybody else anymore. I had quit my job. I had started my own business. My mother had passed away. I had watched a man get away with raping me. And I was tired of letting men touch me when they weren't supposed to. And I was tired of men in power getting away with it. And Lisa Canales, you pretended to be my friend and support me through all of that. And I have passed around a message here this evening that you can all read, where Lisa posted on my page pretending to support us in trying to stop another predator like Mike Bell from being near his victims. After Mike Bell groped me, and after it was in the newspaper, the people at the Blade were told not to speak to me anymore, so I never got to defend myself. But I ran into him at a bar, and he called me a and told me he'd never touched me, and he got thrown out. Nobody ever heard about what happened afterwards. He didn't really get held accountable, and no, there wasn't any real criminal action I could take against him. I don't even know what to say, except all of you here should be ashamed that you haven't done every single thing you can to stop him, including risking your job. You should be willing to give up your job for the students and the children and the victims. You should be willing to do what I'm doing right now and everything I have done, because I'm just a person. I'm just a young woman who said that this wasn't okay, and you guys won't do that. And he won't look at anybody. I've never even met this guy. I've never even met him. And he's threatened me online. He sent me messages saying he's been falsely accused. You've all seen the evidence. There's not a person up here who thinks that he didn't do the things he did. And I don't want to be here right now doing this. And I don't want to have to terminate my friendship with Lisa Canales because it was nice to know somebody that I could talk to that I thought had power. But she's not doing anything. She caved and invited this to happen. You did that. Yeah, you did. We all saw you vote for it. Don't lie. Stop lying. You lied. Mark Hughes is also part of it, and you've smiled every time somebody's called you out for something.
You're making accusations now again, please.
I have the evidence and the screenshots to prove everything I'm stating, actually, and I'm the one who put them around. And so when he wants to make threats about people sharing the emails accusing him of what he did, that was me. I'm sharing it right now. Because this is insane. And I have no dog in this horse, except you guys need to do something.
Thank you.
Just this evening, I was the one putting them out. Terry Kern deserves a lot of credit, and you should be giving her all the time to speak tonight, because she's the one you should be listening to.
Thank you, Ms. Dow. Last call. Thank you all for the courage that you had to speak tonight. We're going to move forward then with the regular agenda of the board.
At this time, as it is our tradition, I would like to recognize the 2017 Board President, Mr. David Hunter. Mr. Hunter was appointed to the Washington Local Board of Education in January 1994. He was elected in 1995 and re-elected in 1999, 2003, 2007, 2011, and 2015. He is now serving his 25th year on the Board of Education, and at the conclusion of 2018, he will be the longest serving board member in our district's history. Mr. Hunter has been elected by his fellow board members as an officer 13 times, as vice president in 1996, 1997, 1999, 2005, 2011, 2014, and 15, and as president in 2000, 2001, 2006, 2012, 2016, and 2017. Tonight, we extend our heartfelt thanks and appreciation to Mr. Hunter for his leadership and service as president over the past year.
Congratulations.
Our treasurer, Mr. Falk, will now present Mr. Hunter with a token of appreciation from the district. This month, the Washington Local School District joins school districts across Ohio and throughout the United States in celebrating the service of school board members each January. I will now read the proclamation. Proclamation School Board Recognition Month. Whereas it shall be the mission of the Washington Local School District to provide all students with the best possible education. And whereas the school board sets the direction for our community's public schools by envisioning the community's education future. And whereas the school board sets policies and procedures to govern all aspects of school district operation. And whereas the school board keeps attention focused on progress towards the school district's goals and maintains a two-way communications loop with all segments of the community. And whereas serving on a school board requires an unselfish devotion of time and service to carry on the mission and business of the school district. And whereas the school board must respond on behalf of the community to the educational needs of students. And whereas the school board voluntarily accepts the above mentioned responsibility. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Susan M. Hayward, PhD, do hereby proclaim January 2018 as School Board Recognition Month in the Washington Local School District. I encourage all citizens to publicly and privately thank our school board members who serve the community for their dedicated service to our children. It is now my pleasure to present each board member with a gift from the school district. We thank each of our board members for their dedicated service, their efforts to make a difference in our district and our community, their commitment to be continued success in the Washington local schools with our students, our staff, and all stakeholders, now and in the future.
Sit back down. I moved your chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Hayward. Mr. Falk, I think it's your part of the meeting.
Ask the board to turn to Exhibit 2, minutes. Exhibit 2, recommend the Board of Education approve the minutes of the regular meeting of December 20th, 2017, and of the organization meeting of January 3rd, 2018, as presented.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Hunter.
Second.
Second by Ms. Canales. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Hughes.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Ostroh.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Hickey.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Next item is financial reports. First report is summary of cash balances by fund. Cash balances of all funds decreased by $3.7 million. Our revenue for the month was $4.2 million. Expenses were $7.9 million. There's a cash report, checks written, as well as our investment earnings. We earned $39,979 for the month. Request a motion for approval.
Motion for approval.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Hunter, Mr. Hughes. Any comment?
Jeff, where are we percentage-wise right now compared to where we should be?
We're right where we're expected, right around 50%.
50%?
We're usually a little higher. We forecast about 98.5% total budget. But usually we front load the expenses for school supplies, equipment, things like that. At the end of the year, those expenses don't come through. But salaries and benefits are right where we expected them. That is 80% of our budget.
Thank you.
Anyone else? There being none, call the roll, please.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Hillstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hickey?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Next item, Exhibit 4. I recommend the Board of Education approve the following payment of legal fees as presented. Bricker and Eckler for November services, $5,391.95. Spanger Nathanson, November services, $2,190.83.
Motion for approval?
So moved.
Mr. Hunter?
Second.
Mr. Hughes? Any discussion?
Yes, at the next board meeting in February, I will be making a motion to return all of our legal work to Toledo area attorneys. The number of dollars spent in Columbus, they charge more. I don't believe they have better expertise than our Toledo area attorneys. So I will be voting yes on this, but I will be making a motion that we return our legal work to Toledo area attorneys.
Any other? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Hillstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hickey?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Next item, I recommend the Board of Education approve board member attendance at the professional conference as follows. Mark Hughes attending the OSBA workshop, new board member 101, January 20th through 21st, 2018, at Hilton Garden Inn, Perrysburg.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Hunter, Ms. Canales makes a second. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hickey?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Abstain.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Hillstrom?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0 with one abstention. Next item, Ohio Pool Collateral System. I recommend the Board of Education approve the new depository agreement with Fifth Third Bank as presented. This reflects the changes with Ohio Pool Collateral System effective on January 1st, 2018 through December 31st, 2019.
Looking for a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Ellis? Second by Mr. Hickey. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Hickey?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Hillstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Item 7, I recommend the Board of Education approve the Administrative Service Agreement with Delta Dental for the self-funded dental benefit plan as presented. This agreement is from February 1st, 2018 through February 1st, 2019. The rate is $3.77 per employee. This is unchanged from last year.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hunter.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hickey. Discussion?
I just want to thank Jeff. The self-funded dental and the self-funded health insurance has saved the taxpayers so much money, and I really appreciate the extra work it takes to do that. And being self-funded takes a lot more work, but the results in hundreds of thousands of dollars is appreciated.
Any other comments? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Hillstrom?
Abstain.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hickey?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0 with one abstention.
Anything else, Mr. Phelps?
No, that concludes my section.
Thank you. Dr. Hayward?
Good evening. On Tuesday, I had the pleasure of participating in the DARE graduation ceremonies for our fifth grade students. DARE envisions a world in which students everywhere are empowered to respect others and choose to lead lives free from violence, substance abuse, and dangerous behaviors. The safety and security of our district students is always our highest priority, and we value the strong partnership we share with the Lucas County Sheriff's Office. The Sheriff's Office provides all of the resources needed for the DARE curriculum, pays for trained law enforcement professionals to teach those classes, and buys the t-shirts which are given to the DARE graduates. I want to personally thank Sheriff John Tharp for the investment he is making into the lives of our children and into the future of our community. I would like to congratulate our Whitmer High School and Jefferson Junior High students and their teachers who have had artwork selected for the Regional Scholastic Art Competition. Scholastics is a prestigious awards program, and those students selected at the regional level will now have their work considered for national recognition. These students and their families will be recognized at a ceremony on February 11th in Fort Wayne, Indiana. The 2018 Scholastic Exhibition will be open continuously at the Fort Wayne Museum of Art from February 10th through April 8th. My family had the opportunity to attend that last year, and we are looking forward to attending that this year. We are also considering taking a bus so our students can have transportation, as well as allowing their parents to ride on that bus with them to Fort Wayne. Weather thanks. The winter weather over the past few weeks has presented challenges, and I would like to thank our maintenance department and building custodians for all of their hard work during extreme temperatures with snow removal, spreading salt, and ensuring that our grounds are safe and our buildings are warm for our students and staff. Thank you to the transportation department and our bus drivers for warming buses and making sure they are ready each morning to transport our students. And finally, thank you to Jay Merritt and Lauren Johnson for their support and input as we work together to make weather-related delay and closing decisions to keep our students safe. Sometimes people ask, what exactly do you guys do when you're making these decisions? Well, we start interacting around 3 or 4 in the morning, and we're out driving the roads, and Jay and Lauren and I really spend a long time with thoughtful discussion determining the safety conditions for our students and staff as they come to school. And I could not do it without them, and I am so very appreciative of the hard work that they are doing. I think you should stand up, Jay, since you're here.
You're that short, Jay?
Kindergarten Parent Information Night for Washington Local Schools is scheduled for Tuesday, February 6th at 7 p.m. at each elementary school in the district. The information is for fall 2018 kindergarten. I would also like to thank all the administrators and teachers and staff in the room tonight, and also those who are not present, because with all of the holidays and all of the changes with weather, it really puts additional work on them in changing their lesson plans and making sure our students are getting what they need, and lots of interruptions. And one of those is just with DARE, where we had to reschedule it for a snow day. And a lot of work really goes into the behind the scenes planning and replanning and replanning. So I really want to thank our staff for all the hard work they've been doing. And that concludes my report tonight.
Thank you, Dr. Hayward. Mr. Hughes.
I didn't speak the last meeting. I elected not to, but I promised, as I did during my campaign, that I'm always going to put Washington Local first. This board, I think, is going to work well together. This is the team this community put together in the last two election cycles. Whether we like that or not, this is the team this board put, this community put together. We need to figure that out. That doesn't mean we're always going to get along. Obviously, there's things we might need to figure out. But other than that, I wanted to bring up, I went to the speech and debate. They had a competition at Whitmer High School 2 Saturdays ago, and I'm really impressed with the students we have. They do a very good job. I also attended the Hall of Fame banquet. And that was really good to see the community and all our alumni who came back to support them, and the reception afterwards. So I'm looking forward to a good year. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hughes. Ms. Canales?
Yeah, just really quick, I obviously just want to thank everybody throughout the district for all the wonderful gifts that are flowing over here. We really sincerely appreciate that. And Dr. Hayward, thank you for your, I haven't opened it yet, but I look forward to it. I thank you for thinking of us, and we appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Mr. Hickey.
I want to thank the board for our first meeting 2 nights ago. I thought it was extremely productive and a sign of things to come in terms of our ability to get along and our ability to make decisions, even though we may disagree on certain things. In that I was voted to this board by the community. I did make some promises to the community that I will be coming to the board in February and March, including access to our facilities, audit of our spending before a sixth levy since 2000, quarterly communication to the district, looking at a possible ROTC program, and the return of Challenge and Victory Day. The other thing that I'd like to bring out is that I was not able to vote for the presidency, and so I'm going to make a motion tonight that we re-vote on the presidency so that all board members can vote for the presidency. And so, Jeff, I'd like to make a motion that we, with all five board members here, vote for the presidency. If that dies from a lack of a second, that is the board's decision. But all five members, I was voted just as the other four board members were voted into the district. So I think it's my obligation to make a motion that we re-vote on the presidency.
Please. We have a motion by Mr. Hickey. Is there a second? There being no second, the motion dies.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Hickey. Mr. Hunter.
First of all, I'd like to thank everybody for recognition of the board month, and I appreciate the recognition for my service as president. It's been a roller coaster ride over the years. 25 years is a long time. It really is. And if you're wondering why I look so strange, I broke my glasses this morning, and this is what you get stuck with, kind of the VW look. I kind of feel like I'm in a jury box here because over here are our administrative team, and I feel like we're in court with a jury over here. Kind of scary seeing Mr. Bell there maybe judging me. Our meeting 2 nights ago was to evaluate our superintendent, and I've been involved in, believe it or not, 50 evaluations of superintendents, 50 of them. And I will tell you that this evaluation and my take as a seasoned board member on Susan Hayward is that we've got a real winner. I think we have a lady of extreme integrity, extreme Christianity, and extreme love for Washington Local. And if Washington Local is going to be successful, take all of our weaknesses, we need a person steering this ship of her caliber. She attends functions 6 or 7 days a week without having a child who's actually involved in these events. She is relentless in her positivity. Yes, she's made some ruffles. Yes, she's made some people not happy, but you know what? Unless you're not making people unhappy, you're not doing anything. It's very easy to sit back and do nothing. Everybody's happy. But if you're doing the right thing, it doesn't always go the right way. And I'll tell you, I know that from sitting in the chair up here, you're never going to make everybody happy. But as a board member, my job is to present this community and this school system with the absolute best, most qualified person. We went through a job application process where we interviewed a number of people. She bubbled to the top. The board voted for her, and I'll tell you, I could not be more impressed by the job she's doing with literacy. Going after the problem that I as a teacher see in schools with kids having trouble reading. And you can't be successful in any subject unless you can read. It doesn't matter if it's social studies or math or biology or Spanish. You have to be able to read, and it's one of the weaknesses our district has. And we have an expert here who is an instructor at the University of Ohio State in that area, an administrator who really loves this district. And you know, does she know everything? No. Is she going to make mistakes? Certainly. But is she wonderful for this district? Yes. And I'll tell you that this the evaluation that we had for her and her presentation was top notch, just like everything else she does. Dr. Hayward, I'm going to support you in this vote 100%.
Thank you, Mr. Hunter. Well, you sort of stole my thunder there, too, but I just want to second that motion that Mr. Hunter made about Dr. Hayward. As I stated during the organizational meeting, I do intend to ask that we support her with at least a three-year contract to show that we are behind her 110%. And thank you, Mr. Hunter, for those good words. I want to thank all the staff and students for all the great gifts. January is always a very nice time to be on the Board of Education because y'all are so kind to us. And yes, we do work hard, but we do it because we love kids and we love this district. And I have no problem with saying that. And I know these other members of the board are here as well. And I'd like to thank the staff for your efforts to make sure that's happening. I also want to thank the staff, the bus drivers, the custodians, the staff who keeps our sidewalks clean and safe. And I know that y'all are out there working extra hard, and you deserve a round of applause for that. The Lord has certainly sent us a terrible winter. There's obviously a reason that He has, but I don't know what it is. But I know a lot of folks are working a lot of overtime, and I appreciate that. And thank you very much again for your effort. And finally, thank you for the board as well for your support of my presidency. I do intend to lead this district with honor, and I hope to make right decisions, wise decisions, and I hope you do call me and call me out if I don't, and make sure that I stay on the straight and narrow. And please do also call me if you have comments or questions or suggestions, because I do represent you. I want to do what's best for you in this district. I won't always make the right decision, but I hope to, and I ask you for your prayer as well. Finally, last thing for me, I did abstain on the dental issue, and that's because I
have no teeth. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm required by law to say, pursuant to Ohio Revised Code 3313202, as a member of the Board of Education, I am electing to exercise my option to be covered by the district's dental and vision insurance policy. That coverage will also include my spouse. I will pay for that. That does come out of my pocket, but under Ohio law, I'm entitled to participate in the insurance plans. I'm picking up dental and vision, and I thank you for that. And that's the end of my report. Mr. Davis, anything?
Sure, just a quick kind of update with our PBIS training program that we're doing a reboot at the elementary level. And PBIS is Positive Behavior Intervention Supports, where the goal is to actually teach the kids the type of behavior we'd like to see and then reward them when they show it. So we're working with our elementary teams right now. We've done a couple days with training with them, and we'll be finishing up at the end of the month so that we can have some consistency and really reinforce the notion of rewarding good behavior as it presents itself throughout the school day. So that's it. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. Appreciate that. Back to you, Dr. Hayward.
Exhibit 8, gifts and donations. J. Michael Buzine gave a $100 monetary donation for lunch charges at Greenwood Elementary. Mrs. Carmine gave $490.36 monetary donation to Washington local schools. I asked Mrs. Carmine to give me a list of her favorite books from when she was an elementary teacher. And so with that $490, we are purchasing three or four books for each elementary school.
Nice.
Rondi Ford Toledo gave $410 donation to fund a Meadowvale Elementary School field trip to the Ford Rouge Assembly Plant at Henry Ford Museum. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education accept the donations as presented.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hunter.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Canales. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Ostrow.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Hickey.
Yes.
Mr. Hughes.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Exhibit 9, purchases over 25,000. The Department of Information Services requests 300 Chromebooks with licensing from SHI in the amount of 54,000. The Maintenance Department requests the maintenance of cameras, DVRs, and monitoring systems maintenance agreement with Guardian Alarm in the amount of $46,332.32. The fire and burglar alarm monitoring and services agreement with Guardian Alarm in the amount of $42,944.04. Per policy 6320, the superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve the purchases over 25,000 as presented.
Looking for a motion, please.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Canales.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hughes. Discussion?
Mr. Merritt, could you please stand up?
No, stand up, Jay. Oh, I'm sorry. Well.
I'm guessing you know what I'm going to say. But when someone screws up on something, we have a lot of trouble with it. We had trouble with these contracts in the past, getting them out in time, and they were really an issue for me, too. And I want to tell you, Jay, we allow mistakes. As a matter of fact, we learn from mistakes. You, sir, learned from a great mistake, and I think it's been the last 3 or 4 years solid that we've been able to get these on time. This is not an easy thing to do with Guardian Alarm. And I want to tell you publicly that I appreciate the fact that we learned from that, and you did a great job. And in your role, you do a great job anyhow. Just thank you.
I'd also like to thank Jay and Bob Gulick for the detailed information they give us on these expenditures. It's really, really well done and keeps our district safe and moving forward with the technology. So I want to thank them publicly for that.
Any other? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Ostrom?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hickey?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Exhibit 10, school calendars. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve school calendars for 2018-19, 2019-20, and 2020-21 as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Hunter, second by Mr. Hickey. Discussion?
Okay. I'm sorry, do I step in on somebody?
No.
So, saying we're never going to be right on everything, this is a perfect example, because we're going to hear complaints about these schedules for the next 3 years, because about 51% of people like them and 49% don't. You're never going to please everybody with the schedule. So just telling you right now, this was approved by the unions also, right? So the unions are also partially to blame for this, not just the school board. Thank you.
That was my question, if this was about to rule the union. So,
Brian, would you like to explain the process?
Sure.
For the new board members?
Yeah, what happens is we have a committee that gets together and it with representation from all the unions and administration, and we sit down and we look at different options, and we typically come up with three options. This year, as in previous years, we had an early option, so we start school like mid-August and get out early, and then we had one that looks pretty much the same as we always have had, kind of end of August start time. We've also looked at the third option as being starting kind of the Michigan model, where you start after Labor Day. So, and then these calendars get kind of created over the three-year period, and then we send them out to the unions to vote. And they get to vote on two options, and we get our top two out of those three, and then they vote on the top two to get the one we bring here tonight. So that's been the process so far. And now the board gets to decide.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. Any other thoughts, questions? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Absolutely.
Mr. Hickey?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ostrom?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Exhibit 11, the superintendent recommends that the Board of Education enter into executive session number two, consider the employment of a public employee or official. Number 9, consider the purchase of property for public purposes. Number 14, prepare for negotiations or bargaining sessions with public employees concerning their compensation or other terms and conditions of employment.
Items number 2, 9, and 14. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Mr. Hickey?
Second.
Mr. Hunter? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Hickey?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ostrom?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Enter executive session at 7:14 p.m.
And we move forward, but she is a quality superintendent, and we do need to get behind her and support her 110%. I said it a week or so ago at the organizational meeting, and I echo that tonight. Any other comment?
I will just finish. I apologize on that. But I want to say that, again, that it's not that I certainly do not support our superintendent. We did have this conversation. I was very surprised that it was back on the agenda. And so with that, and having 60% of a new board that has never worked with her, I just thought it was fiscally responsible to give it a little more time. So I've had that conversation. But
please. Mr. Hughes? There being no further discussion? Call the roll.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hickey?
Abstain.
Mr. Hughes?
Abstain.
Ms. Canales?
Abstain.
Motion fails. Employment personnel takes 3 votes.
The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve the addendum to the current employment contract for the superintendent, Dr. Susan M. Hayward, effective February 1st, 2018, through the term of the contract of July 31st, 2019, as presented. That is a technology stipend.
Yes. Motion.
Motion.
I make a motion.
Motion by Mr. Hunter. I will second that motion as well. Again, this is a technology stipend similar to the one that we just approved for Mr. Falk. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Absolutely yes.
Mr. Hickey?
Abstain.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0, one abstention.
Did I vote?
I'm sorry, Mr. Ostrom.
Yes.
Now the motion passes 4-0.
I don't think you asked me
on
the previous one either, but since it failed, unfortunately. Very good, I'm sorry.
Because you're, yeah. We rearranged the order and
I got you.
That's my error.
Thank you. Liaison appointments as follows. Athletic Council, Mark, primary, alternate David. Governmental Relations, I will take the lead there. Patrick, alternate. Legislative Liaison, Patrick, Lisa, alternate. Policy Committee, David, Lisa, alternate. Parent Club Council, Lisa, Mark, alternate. Student Achievement Liaison, Mark, Lisa, alternate. Negotiations, David, and me as the alternate.
Mr. Ilstrup, may I ask a question?
Certainly.
Would you consider in your appointments, and I'm not going to ask you to do it tonight because it wouldn't be fair to the fellow board members, but I would like to see you appoint a liaison to the OFCC.
Okay.
So there would be a liaison to the Ohio Facilities Construction Commission for what's going on with schools. And I know it's kind of egotistical, but I would really like to be that person for the next year as we're doing things moving forward with the new buildings. And anybody else, other board members could put their names in also. But I think it's really important that we take this opportunity that we have coming forward with new buildings being and possibly built. I would like to make sure we've got somebody really involved in that.
All right.
I'd be more than willing to assist you in that.
Mr. President, does that need a motion or can we just...
It would be an appointment and he didn't have to do it tonight. I just would like to make sure we've got somebody there and I've been involved with this for a couple of years.
Yeah, you have and I appreciate your leadership. I absolutely agree with you on that. So.
Okay. I'll make that appointment at the next board meeting then. All right. Any other business? Dr. Hayward? Mr. Fowler? Anyone else? All right. Like a motion for adjournment, please.
So moved.
Ms. Canales? I'll second that motion. Call the roll, please.
Sorry. Mr. Hickey?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ilstrup?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Let the record show the auto recordings meeting has been made and filed the Office of the Treasurer. Meeting stands adjourned at 8:23 p.m.